عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته وأتباعه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. بزرگان محترم، برادران عزیز، آج ذوالحج کی 12 تاریخ 1447 ہجری کا سال، یعنی عید الاضحیٰ کا آج تیسرا دن ہے. آپ نے ان دنوں کی مناسبت سے چند اصلاحات سنی ہوں گی، ان میں سے ایک ایام تشریق اور تکبیرات تشریق. تکبیرات تشریق، نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ 9 ذوالحج کی فجر کی نماز سے لے کر 13 ذوالحج کی عصر کی نماز تک پڑھنی ہوتی ہیں. یہ مسلمان کے لیے واجب ہے ہر فرض نماز کے بعد. اور ایام تشریق یہ 11, 12 اور 13 ہے. پوری اسلامی تقویم میں اور 12 مہینوں میں یہ صرف 13 ذوالحج کی ایک اسلامی تاریخ ہے، جس میں ایام 20 کی اس تاریخ کو روزہ نہیں رکھا جاتا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ پورے سال میں اسلامی تاریخ کی مناسبت سے 5 دن روزہ رکھنا حرام ہے. ایک اس دن جب عید الفطر ہو، دوسرا اس دن جب عید الاضحیٰ، 10 ذوالحج، پھر اس کے بعد 3 دن، یعنی 10, 11, 12 اور 13، یہ 4 دن اور عید الفطر کا ایک دن. یہ 5 دن 5 تاریخوں میں پورے سال میں روزہ رکھنا حرام ہے، ناجائز ہے. I think it's better to also mention, because some brothers, they don't understand the Urdu. So what I am trying to say today is the 12th of Zulhajj, the last day of Eid al-Adha. Based on a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of all 12 months, we have every month white days, 13, 14 and 15th of Islamic dates. Only the 13th of Zulhajj, it is haram, it is not permissible to fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 5 dates in throughout the year, based on Islamic dates, on which any fast is haram, it's not permissible. The day of Eid al-Fitr, when the person celebrating Eid al-Fitr straight after the Ramadan al-Mubarak, to fast on Eid al-Fitr is haram, it is not permissible. And another 4 days, the first day of Eid al-Adha, 10th of Zulhajj, then the following 3 days, 10th of Zulhajj, 11th and 12th and the 13th of Zulhajj. These are the 4 days on which to keep the fast is haram, it is not permissible. So in another words, 13th of Zulhajj is only the date in 12 months when fasting is haram, it is not permissible. These are the feast days. These are the celebration days from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we have a few terms used Ayyam al-Tashriq, days of Tashriq. So 13th is one of the last day of days of Tashriq. And also Takbirat al-Tashriq. To recite Takbirat al-Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. After every obligatory salah, it is wajib, it is compulsory to recite loud for men and for women quietly. So they began on the Fajr of 9th of Zilhajj, and they last on the 13th of Zilhajj at Asr. So that will be tomorrow, inshallah. So these are the two things we must remember. What is the today's date I mentioned? The 12th of Zulhajj. The ayah which I have recited, it is of Surah Al-Fath, 26th juz. And thus, related to Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is Usman bin Affan? The Usman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the fourth Muslim. Number four, the one who accepted Islam upon the invitation by the invitation of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. You might have the question, who are the first three? Those who accepted and embraced Islam. The first, yeah, jazakumullah. Yes, they are three. One from the woman, the first is Sayyidina Khatija radiyallahu ta'ala, and her brother is right. And from men, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And from children, jazakumullah, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The meaning of Abu Bakr is always first at every occasion for the goods, for good a'mal, for good deeds, for good action. Then number four is the Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is from the lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the person who migrated three times, twice in Habsha, Ethiopia, then the third directly from Ethiopia to Madinatul Munawwarah. He is the only person in entire humanity, all of mankind, who got married with the two daughters of any prophet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Umm Ruqiyah. One after another one. When one of his daughter passed away, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married him with his another daughter. We have many misconceptions about marrying a second daughter to any person. Particularly, we take a bad omen if anything happened to someone's daughter, because I already gave him one daughter, she died, why I would give him another? He is the only. The question, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he never married himself or his daughters without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was the direct, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Usman. That's why he had the title called Zunnurain. Zunnurain is representing that he got married the two lights. Nur is one light. Nurain is referring to two daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had this privilege. He has this honor. No any other human being in entire humanity have this honor and never will have. This is Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is among the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the fourth rightly guided Khulafa. He is the third Khalifa after Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu shahada. He got elected or selected, you can say, by the committee, selected by Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he was the Khalifa from 24th Hijrah. Now is 1447. So, when it was the two digital calendar, I mean two number, so 24th Hijrah, he got elected, he became a Khalifa. Then up until 35th of Hijrah, until his Shahada, he remained Khalifa, longest period he was the Khalifa among the four Khulafa. He was the Khalifa for 12 months and 11 days. He is Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is also, we mentioned with him Uthman al-Ghani. Al-Ghani is the most generous man. He was actually at many occasions. When a time comes to expand the Masjid Nabi, Prophet's Masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take every single of us to there, say Ameen. So it was him who generously contributed to expand the Masjid Nabi, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Masjid. At another battle, he contributed around about 1,000 camels with loaded all whatever it contains. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It was him when the Muslim had no sweet water, pure water, drinkable water in Madinatul Munawwara. A Jewish man owned one well, so he made a deal with him. So he didn't want to sell. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, okay, let's have a deal. One day, you will have the right over the well, another day, the Muslim will have. So he didn't realize what was the plan of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala. He was very smart, very intelligent person, very sharp-minded. So when the day of Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, he made the announcement, the water is free, anyone can take it. The Jewish man used to charge. No one will turn up on his day, on his turn. So he could not do anything. So then he offered the half share of the well. So as Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu bought that well and donated to Muslims, they benefited. Also Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was educated man. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected him as the Katibul Wahi, the one who writes the Wahi, the Quran. So he has the honor to write whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask him to write the Quran. And also, he had also the honor to be a Hamzulf. This is the word, this is the term used of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because he, Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, both had the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had, in fact, two. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala had one. Who was? Pay attention, please. Jazakum Allah. So Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the wife of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the one, most of the East countries, the Muslim, nowadays the Muslim countries, and also the all North Africa, in his time, in his era, in his khilafah, they were conquered. They became under the banner of Islam. This was Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And many ahadith Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one for example, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at Mountain Uhud. Where is Mountain Uhud? Anyone knows where is Mountain Uhud? Jazakumullah. Many people just randomly say, oh, somewhere else in the world. In Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on Mountain Uhud with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. It started shaking like earthquake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did like this to the mountain. He said, stay silent. Don't move. Don't shake. He stopped shaking. Then he remarked, don't you know that on you there is one Nabi and one Siddiq and two Shuhada? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to himself, Nabi, and Siddiq was Nabi Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and two Shuhada was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The ayah which I recited in the khutbah, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَاجِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. When the Muslims, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted to perform the Umrah, but they got stopped. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected a delegation, and the chief was Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He held back in Makkatul Mukarramah by the kuffar mushrikeen. And rumors met that he got killed, murdered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered all the Sahaba, around about 1300. He pledged. All the Muslim pledged to death that we are going to take the revenge of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu from these mushrikeen and kuffar. Imagine the honor of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi himself and all the important high profile sahabas are willing to sacrifice their life for the sake of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to take the revenge. When this news reached to the kuffar, they released him. This is Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the Muslim in Medina, the most oppressed leader of his time. 40 days his food and water was stopped. The exact masjid which he was contributed to expand, the Masjid Nabi, he was bound to perform the salah. And the exact well he was donated to Muslims to drink water, he was bound to drink from it. So it was the conspiracy against him to kill. And eventually he got killed, assassinated. And they refused to bury him within the boundary of Madinatul Munawwarah of his time. Now in Jannatul Baqi, when you see, it was outskirt of Madinatul Munawwarah. He sacrificed his life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, a time will come, the people would try to remove the khilafah from you forcefully, but do not give it up. He had the power, but did not want to have a bloodshed in the Medina, in the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have, but he didn't, never wanted to. A very good legacy, we try to look and study his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the footsteps. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةُ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ, including him also. So we try to follow his sunnah, his footstep of not only the him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Siddiq, Umar, and Uthman, and Ali radiallahu anhu, Rizwan Allah ta'ala alayhim ajmain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice and follow whatever we have learned. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.